Imagine a toy so iconic it practically wrote the playbook for pleasure. Allow me to introduce or reintroduce you to the Magic Wand, aka the Cadillac of Vibrators. The Magic Wand Original is a trusted companion in the journey of joy. Whether it's your first time chasing an orgasm or you're looking to give your partner a spine-tingling erotic massage, the Magic Wand should be your go-to. With powerful rumbles and several different rhythms and patterns, it's no wonder the Magic Wand has scooped up accolades like Vibrator of the Year for decades. I'm so enamored with mine, I've customized my bedside table just to keep it within arm's reach at all times. But the magic doesn't stop with the original Magic Wand. The Magic Wand family has grown over the years, offering a variety of models to suit every lifestyle. Go cord-free with the Magic Wand Rechargeable. Embrace compact power without compromising intensity with the Magic Wand Mini. I love this Mini. Or the Micro, which is just teeny tiny and really powerful. Or enjoy a range of sensations with the Magic Wand Plus. Each model delivers the same powerful orgasmic rumble that made the original a legend. So are you ready to experience the magic? Visit sexwithemily.com/magicwand and discover why the Magic Wand continues to enchant pleasure seekers around the globe. That's sexwithemily.com/magicwand. Magic Wand, more than just a vibrator. Did you know that your gut is directly connected to your brain and can contribute to anxiety, stress, and depression, which, by the way, can also impact your sexual health? So here's my secret weapon for gut health, Just Thrive Probiotic. Now listen up. Just Thrive isn't just any ordinary probiotic. It is the only one that survives your stomach acid and reaches your gut 100% alive. All those others, the ones that come in fancy drinks or you gotta refrigerate, nope, that's not even a thing. This is the one. I've noticed significant changes to my overall health. Like, this might be TMI, but I'm way more regular and my skin is glowing. Think of Just Thrive like your personal gut gardener. It maintains the health of your gut by weeding out the bad bacteria that causes all those digestive issues and then replenishes the good, making it a total game changer for your digestion, your immune system, your skin, even your mood and sexual health. And if you want to check out my episode with Just Thrive's founder, Tina Anderson, we talk all about how gut bacteria plays a crucial role in your overall happiness, including your sex life. Because a healthy, balanced gut means less stress and more energy. So if you want to check it out, I'm offering a deal for my listeners. You can save 20% off site-wide at justthrivehealth.com with the promo code SEXWITHEMILY. That's 20% off on the probiotic that's truly changing lives and making waves in the wellness community. Everyone's talking about it. Don't just take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Go to justthrivehealth.com. Use promo code SEXWITHEMILY for 20% off.
You got a boyfriend?
Because my man E here, he just got his heart broken. He thinks you're kind of cute.
A girl's got to have her standards. Oh, my.
Do women know about shrinkage?
Isn't it common knowledge?
What do you mean, like laundry? It shrinks?
Can we not talk about sex so much?
Are you kidding me?
Oh, my God. I feel so good.
Being bad feels pretty good.
But you know, Emily's not the kind of girl you just play with.
You're listening to Sex with Emily. We're talking about sex, relationships, and everything in between. For more information, go to sexwithemily.com. Many of you are at sexwithemily.com watching the show live. We so appreciate you being there. And thanks, everyone, for checking out the show. And hi, Menace.
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good. You are in a good mood.
I'm in a good mood. I walked in, I'm like, I'm in a good mood. And I think it's because of the sunshine. Because our summer, we get about 3 days of summer.
Yeah.
10 days of summer.
There's something in your teeth.
What is it? Red lipstick?
No, something. Maybe they ate.
I thought I got it out. Is
no,
it gone?
No, it's still there.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's very visible.
Mm-hmm.
Just grab a mirror. You're good.
I don't have a mirror.
Oh.
Is it gone?
No.
Okay, you talk.
Anyways, today's show is going to be awesome already. I can tell that since the weather here in the Bay Area, California, in America, is going to be 77 degrees all week long. And then on the weekend, it'll be 70 degrees. I do the weather every day, by the way, on the radio.
I know, I heard you. I heard you this morning.
You did?
Yeah, I was going to the gym and I heard you. It's gone.
It is gone.
I heard you on the doing something really cute. I don't remember. You were the first. I was like in my car. It was like 7:30 and I was like turning it on and I was on your station and it was you talking and I was so happy you were giving away something.
Oh, yeah,
No, but you were giving away this morning.
This morning?
Maybe it was yesterday morning. It was this morning.
I don't start giving away things till 10 o'clock.
You were doing something at 7:30. You were asking people to call in and do something.
You
it was early.
I heard you
this morning on the radio.
Yeah, I do give out traffic and weather. And
no, it wasn't traffic and weather. It was something else. And you sounded so cute.
Maybe it was a commercial of me talking about something.
Okay, I don't know. I wasn't paying attention that much. But I was happy to hear you. I almost texted you, but it was too early.
Get up early.
You do get up early, 4:30 a.m.? That's crazy. Yeah. It's beautiful. So it's beautiful. So it's never
this
nice.
And
it's like, what, like 80 degrees today?
77.
That is so perfect. And I told you that guy's at the beach this weekend. You can never go to the beach in San Francisco. I feel like I'm sort of, because I didn't know this. I think when I moved to California from Michigan, I made the assumption that it was always sunny here and nice. I don't think I did my research. I think I meant to move to L.A., maybe. And not San Francisco, because it's always
But
really
I mean,
colder.
Michigan is super cold,
Doesn't
too.
Matter. It's always cold, and it's always miserable, and I don't want to be the part of that.
Yeah.
And I don't want to be a part of that anywhere I live. So, no, I'm really happy today. I just feel like things are just great.
Well, you talked about L.A. a lot. When are you going
to... I know. I was like, I should move to L.A. No, I'm not going to move to L.A. I'm here.
You lived in L.A. for a little while, right?
I did. I lived there for a few years. I was back and forth a bunch.
What the hell would you do there?
I wouldn't. I mean, I would do a lot. I mean, it would help the show. It'd be different guests, different things, more entertainment stuff, but...
Yeah.
Then you wouldn't be there.
I know. It's hard. I mean, a lot of... people in entertainment don't visit San Francisco.
I know. They really don't.
I had Seth Rogen at work today.
You did? I know who Seth Rogen is.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do. How is he? Did you talk to him?
I don't really talk to him. But he's a cool guy. I've heard him in many interviews.
He should be on the show. What's he here for? A new movie?
Yeah, I don't even know what movie he's pumping up.
Okay.
He was at a station right next to mine.
Right.
Yeah. I don't know. It's very rare that we get celebrities up here, so it's kind of like a big deal.
Or they come to visit, but they're not here for their official junket or whatever.
Which is really weird because we are a major market. Yeah. It's number 4, but it just seems if you're not in L.A., New York, that's it. You're done.
It's true. But I'm glad that we live here, though. I don't think I'm moving. I think for a while I teetered and I'm not going to move.
Yeah.
So, but if you are an American... And you're listening to the show. This is a big deal. This week is National Unmarried and Single Americans Week.
Okay.
Okay, it really is like a new... I don't know. And I was looking for who declared it so, because it's like...
Not Hallmark.
There's always a holiday. Yeah, exactly. I didn't see Hallmark's name attached, but National Unmarried and Single Americans Week. So we're going to get into that, because today's show is the top 10 best places to meet singles. Not geographically, but like specifically, like at the gym, at the laundromat. Mm-hmm. We're going to get into specific places and tactics of how to meet people. Once you see someone you're interested in, what exactly you should do, how to get the number, how to close a deal. We're going to get into that.
Yeah, because that's what people really need is the opener.
They need the opener. And I'm so tired of people complaining about, I feel like everywhere that someone lives, no matter where they live, it's the worst town to date in. Worst town to date in. I live in the worst town to date in. And that's because wherever you go, there you are. And it's your fault if you think you live in a bad town to date in. You're not trying hard enough. And we're going to tell you how to try hard. We're going to tell you what to do so you can find someone. Yeah. Because it's ridiculous. There's a million single people.
I'm guilty of it.
I know you are.
I don't go to certain areas. And then I go there and I go, oh my God, there's all these beautiful women.
I know.
It's crazy.
It's
and it's
true.
Like 3 minutes from my house.
It's or if I
just
gym.
Another... another city, just like close. It's crazy.
We all get set in our ways. We always talk about this, but you take the same route home from work every day. You do the same things with the same friends and the same people. And people get lazy and they don't really try to find someone. And there are things that you can do, you know, like some of it might sound silly. Oh, I'm not going to do that. But if you want to meet someone, then you better do these things.
Yeah.
We're going to get into that. It's going to be exciting. And you can also call us. 415-992-7392 is a number. And you can leave us a message on our voicemail anytime we're not on the air from 1 to 2 p.m. we're on. Otherwise, leave us a message. We'll play it on the air. We've been getting some messages that are good, so we will do that. And don't forget about Free Fridays coming up. It's only Tuesday. I thought it was hump day. It's Tuesday.
No, we don't do shows.
We don't do shows on Wednesdays.
Yeah.
But for some reason, I've been feeling like it's Wednesday, but it's Tuesday. And then we have our poll up still that I'd like to read to you. How long would you wait to have sex after your first date? Why wait if we're compatible? 2 or 3 dates. Don't want to seem too eager. 2 weeks to a month. I like to take my time. Or 1 to 3 months. I really like to wait till I truly know the person.
I would like to see how this poll ends up.
I know. We've gotten a lot of votes. So I'll let you know. We'll read the results on Thursday.
Any new plans coming up this weekend?
Yeah.
I know
yeah.
it's only Tuesday.
I'm actually have an amazing plan that I just got invited to a wedding. I'm going to be the date of my friend, a girlfriend of mine. And it's a gay wedding, and it's amazing. They're like recreate. It's all white all weekend. You have to wear white.
Mm-hmm.
And it's at Over the Bridge in Marin at Cavallo Point. Have you been there?
No.
It's this amazing hotel.
I don't go to Marin. I don't go anywhere in that Napa wine.
You go south or east.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be her date all weekend long. It's like this extravagant affair. And one of the guys
is there strap-ons involved?
No, but he's like he's a athlete. One of the guys that's getting married, and so the whole team's going to be there.
Sweet.
So there's going to be lots of single men.
Uh huh.
Not all gay, but it is a gay wedding. So it's going to be amazing. So I'm going to be your date. I'm so excited. But I have to find a white dress, like a white fabulous dress, which I don't have at this moment. So that's what I'm going to do this weekend. I just figured, why not sign up for that?
That sounds cool, though.
Doesn't it sound cool?
Yeah. I love weddings.
I love weddings, too. I love weddings. Love, love, love. And I never bring dates to weddings either, but this doesn't count. This is she's bringing me in. Yeah. But whenever I go to weddings and I'm invited with a date, unless I'm like madly in love, which
is she lesbian?
No, she's straight.
Oh. But after a couple of drinks, you guys might.
After a couple of drinks, you might. Yeah, maybe we'll hook up. No, I doubt it. I don't hook up with my friends.
Why not?
Because it's awkward. It's like, I'm trying to think once maybe. But that was just during a threesome scenario. But mostly, I typically do not hook up with my friends. Because you're my friends. It's random. When you have a threesome, it's like nice to have like a random chick.
Well, Snooki and Dina made out on the Jersey Shore.
They did?
For a long time. Yeah.
Wow.
And it was kind of a...
Was it hot?
They were super wasted. No.
And they were filming it?
Yeah. They were filming it the entire time.
I love the Jersey Shore.
They went
I've never
to bed together,
it.
Too.
Did they show it?
Yes.
They showed them in bed together.
Yes.
What were they doing? Were they touching each other's breasts?
They were making out, but then they woke up the next morning and they go, what happened?
They didn't remember?
Well, they claim not to remember.
Are they cute chicks?
No. No.
Okay.
No.
That happens, I guess. I mean, I'm not saying it doesn't happen. People
what I'm
look
saying is going to happen
but
for
I
you
feel
this
like
weekend.
Women, it could happen. I might meet some nice lovers. Who knows?
Are you going to take some pictures of you fondling another chick?
Sure.
And put them up on sexwithelmy.com.
Sure.
That says, as you should, if you want to get more people to go there.
Okay, if more people go, will more people go to sexwithelmy.com if I put more racy photos up?
Feedback at sexwithemily.com. Yes.
That's what everyone's been telling me for years. Just get naked and put pictures up on your website.
You don't have to get naked, but I'm just saying.
Some of my guy friends who are super successful and they have amazing companies, whatever, I'm like, I really need to talk to you. I'm starting this business. Mm-hmm. They're like, I think you should just get naked or wear some lingerie and put it on your site. I'm like, that's not what I'm about, man. But it could come down to that. You never know.
Hey.
Hey, how about that? And I have a book coming out. And it's coming out really soon. So I want to start telling everyone they should go buy it on Amazon right now. It's called Hot Sex.
You can pre-order it.
You can pre-order it. Over 200 things you can try tonight. And it is, it's an amazing book. It's like the new joy of sex. It is not like your typical sex book. The illustrations are beautiful. We had this amazing illustrator in London do it. And I just think that everyone's really going to enjoy it. And I'm really excited. Like, I can't quite believe it yet, but it's.
Yeah, I've seen the book. It's done really well.
Right.
Yeah.
It's well done. So that's what I got. And then what else are we doing? What are you doing this week?
In this beautiful sunshine, I have to go to a concert. I think it's Michelle Branch and somebody else.
Okay.
I don't know. One of my work concerts.
Right.
But it's open bar, so of course I'll go.
Of course.
And there was something else. Oh, there's a sort of like a Comic Con thing going on over the weekend, but it's like the indie one. It's called Ape.
Okay.
And so I'll probably go to that.
Oh, I did read about it somewhere.
Yeah. So I'll probably go to that and then probably a movie or something.
Okay.
And just
no
hang
dates
out.
Or anything?
No. I got to
Are you
going to
make out with
man.
Any of your guy friends?
No. I will not make out with any of my guy
that
friends.
That doesn't happen with guys as much as chicks.
No.
But I feel like chicks do it. Maybe younger chicks are typically chicks do it because they want, they do it for the guys. Like they're not that into it themselves, but they do it because they think guys think it's hot. Are chicks still doing that these days?
Yeah.
That's a good time. So the bar, like at 2 a.m., they're like making out in the bar. Fun. Okay, so I've got some things to say here. I've got 3 months free of Sex with Emily to give to people if they sign up on the Facebook page, Sex with Emily page. If you like our page, you can win. You can be eligible and get 3 months free of Sex with Emily, which is awesome. And I've got some sex in the news we can get into now. And I've got your emails we'll be reading. And like I said, top 10 best places to go to meet other single people like you, because there are more unmarried people in America right now than ever before. How about that? Details of White House crashers, Michele. Do you know this thing?
I don't like them.
Okay, her name, how do you say it? Michele?
I don't know.
And Tariq Salahi's breakup. So she's the one, I had to Google it because of course I didn't know who she is. She's from the Real Housewives of D.C. and she left her husband and now she's with Neil Schon, the guitarist for the rock band Journey.
Well, let's rewind a little bit. You slightly mentioned it so people would know who the hell you're talking about. She and her husband are the ones that crashed the White House and was able to get into a like this gala.
Right.
And they
took
a bunch of pictures and they put it on Facebook. And then like the Secret Service got involved and all this stuff because they figured out, they tried to figure out how they got in. And then after that happened, yeah, they ended up being on the Real Housewives. But these people are total like shysters.
Okay.
They're terrible people. Annoying.
Well, they broke
up. And what I hate about it is people like that no one cares about, but it's the TMZ who I love, just like reports on them. Like no one cares about these people.
Well, apparently, yeah, I don't know. But apparently she said that this guy that she married from Journey was the love of her life because she dated him years ago. Mm-hmm. And then she got back together with him and dated this other guy. But sneaking into the White House, that's easy. I've snuck into so many places. I've snuck into the Rose Bowl like 3 years in a row. I went to the University of Michigan and we were in the Rose Bowl. I've snuck into concerts. I've never said I went to Sundance every year. I got into every party, like the most difficult party. No one can get in. You have to be on the list. I get in.
Yeah.
So hang with me. I can get in anywhere. I would sneak into the White. I wouldn't though because it'd be a federal offense. But I could.
Well, the key is look like you know where you're going.
Exactly. You just got to look like I'm here.
This is what I do.
What the hell is your
and
problem?
And then no one messes with you.
No one messes with you. Get in everywhere. Mm-hmm. So anyway, she's getting divorced. Shock. Who isn't? She's. Anyone in reality shows.
Yeah.
Right? They get divorced if you're a couple when they're filmed.
Of course. The woman always leaves the guy.
That's what I knew you were going to say. That's why I included the story because I thought you'd say this is the case of a woman, but she's not really stepping. Is she stepping up with a Journey guy? I don't know. But you say that women leave the guy
once they
get
some shine. Yeah.
I don't think
that's true. And it's proven every time, every single time.
Really?
Yes.
Okay. I don't really see that being true. I see men leaving women all the time for younger babes.
You're talking about like 70-year-old dried-up
men. No. I'm talking about like 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds, 30-year-olds, whatever. Okay. Love bites. Redheads, no one wants your sperm.
I heard about this today.
Inexplicably, sperm banks are real things. In some places, they will pay a man cash on the barrel head for his issue. And because only fresh stuff will do the trick, the sample must be issued on the premises. Everyone wins, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wrong. Society's most maligned subgroup, redheads, have been told by Danish sperm banks to keep their ginger DNA to themselves. Poor guys. They don't want redhead DNA.
It's not in demand. They
because they only want blondes or Danish wives.
Yeah, no one asked for it. But in Ireland, it's still popular because everyone's redhead over there.
Are they?
Yeah.
Ireland? Really? Okay, didn't know that. So no redheads. I love redheads.
Me too.
Redheads are amazing. That's dumb.
Well,
that's dumb.
This is the thing about redheads.
What?
And I love them. I'm not knocking them. But there's no in between with redheads. They're either super hot or super unattractive.
Chicks, you mean. Redhead chicks. Yeah.
I don't know. You can probably feel the same way about guys, too.
Yeah. I think redhead guys are adorable. Mm-hmm. Adorable. I don't think I've ever dated one, but it's not because I'm discriminating. I just haven't.
It's harder to find a redhead guy versus a redhead girl.
Yeah.
To be honest. I mean, maybe I'm just not looking for redhead guys, but. Right.
I would totally date a cute redhead guy. So email me feedback at sexlearning.com.
What's wrong with redheads?
Nothing.
I don't know what's all this.
I think it's amazing. It's like you are like a very narrow percentage of the population that has red hair. How amazing is that?
It's cool.
I know. My friend's little girl has red hair. Mm-hmm. Like, she's adorable. Like, everyone's like, oh, my God, your hair. I mean, you get a lot of attention growing up because you have bright red hair. Mm-hmm. It's really cool, I think.
Well, I think a lot of it came from a South Park episode that was hugely popular where they make fun of redheads and they call them gingers. And then, you know, just a younger generation just made fun of redheads.
Oh.
And then there's even...
South Park.
Yeah, there's even, like... There was about 2 years ago where there was this really popular video where this redhead guy just goes off on the whole thing of people making fun of redheads.
Right.
And he's like, I'm happy to be a ginger. And he references the South Park episode where they make fun of redheads.
I asked my redhead friends, I'm like, redhead friend once, he's a redhead guy friend. And I was like, When you see other redheads, do you like nod? Like, do redheads mm-hmm. like, is there like a sort of a thing where they're like, hey, bro, like, hey, redheads? And he's like, no. But I was curious in college. I asked him that. I remember. I was like, do you have redheads? Like, he's got redhead and you've got redhead.
Yeah. Like, my junior prom date was redhead and she was super hot.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You had chicks in high school?
Yeah. I mean, I didn't hook up with them, but.
Because you were scared.
Because I was scared, but
you got
she
over
was
that.
Super high. Yeah.
Yeah. Good for you.
Hot. High. High and
she
hot.
Might have been high too.
No.
Who knows?
High if she wanted to go with me.
Right. Okay. Paul Rudd gets naked on screen. And our idiot brother, Paul Rudd, who plays the titular idiot brother, apparently gets naked in the flick. Mm-hmm. Come to think of it, he's shown off the bod in a few movies. So apparently he's been naked in a few movies. I don't know. And he says that he's a big fan of movie nudity. And then he had his ass in 40-Year-Old Virgin on the screen.
Yeah.
Do you remember that?
Uh-huh.
I don't remember which scene was that when he had his ass on the screen. I've seen 40-Year-Old Virgin.
You have?
Yes.
No way. You never watched these type of movies.
No, I thought that was a really good movie.
I don't remember the ass scene.
His ass. Okay.
But speaking about asses,
yes.
Last night was the big Two and a Half Men premiere.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't really want to give anything away, but somebody is naked pretty much the entire episode.
Seriously? Naked? How naked? It can't be naked. It sounds like NBC.
It's pixelized.
So, really?
Yeah.
His penis?
Yeah.
Wow.
So, I don't know. Like, I'm sure they had, like, a small cod piece on, but, yeah.
That's amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing for national television. Was it a good episode?
Yeah, I think they transitioned it really well, to be honest. It was...
no one's going to remember Charlie Sheen. They're
yeah,
like,
it was,
what?
It was really... It wasn't over the top, you know? They're just like... everyone knows this. He died. In the nude episode, that's how they get rid of him.
Okay.
But I think that transition of the storyline
right.
wasn't too crazy or off the wall. It okay. was.
It's Ashton Kutcher, right? Who
yeah.
took over?
And Ashton Kutcher is way
he's
more.
The one who's naked.
Yeah, and I didn't want to give it away, but sorry. You can go watch it at CBS.com, which I did this morning, and. He's way more likable than Charlie Sheen.
Yeah, I would think so. Charlie Sheen's so not likable. He's so not attractive mm-hmm. at all. The only reason why chicks like him is because of his money. Because he's not attractive.
Yeah.
And he's not interesting or anything. Maybe he's fun to
party with. I love his craziness. I do. But when I hated Two and a Half Men. And I shouldn't.
Never seen it.
I shouldn't say that because I work for the company that makes it. But I never liked
right.
the TV show. But I kind of liked it with Ashton Kutcher on there.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's what they're hoping.
So
they're hoping they'll have a bunch of new fans.
Yeah, but it's crazy. At the same time, they have the Charlie Sheen roast, which I have not seen, that I really want to see. I saw a clip today where Steve-O from Jackass runs face first into Mike Tyson's fist and like breaks his nose or something like that.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I hate Jackass. You know so I hate Jackass.
I really want to see it.
That was for the Charlie Sheen roast, or that was
yeah, it was like it was like in the credits of the Charlie Sheen roast, like when everyone's getting up and going.
Oh my God!
And then he asked Mike Tyson
Ouch.
To put his arm out, and he runs face first into his fist.
That is crazy. I think
that's
that would
guy
be kind
stuff.
Of funny
guys
to watch.
Love
that is guys
stuff.
Love that. Guys humor, guy humor, girl humor, very different. Okay, ways to celebrate unmarried and single Americans week. This is just an article on it. We're going to get into the show topic, which is singles, but we're going to. It is National Unmarried and Single American Week kicked off this year on September 18th and goes through to the 24th.
Huh. Oh, can you do me a favor? Can you tag Ashton Kutcher, Two and a Half Men on the website? That'll get you guys some views and talk about how he's naked.
Okay.
Ashton Kutcher naked.
What?
Helping
I love
you guys
it.
Out.
Thanks, Menace. You're so good. The brain. I love his brain.
Wow.
Okay. All right. What started in Ohio during the 1980s? To celebrate single life, it started in, single life and recognizes singles and their contributions to society is now widely observed every third full week of September. I've never heard of it before.
What is it?
It is the Unmarried and Single Americans Week.
How long has
it been
going?
It started in the 80s, dude.
No way.
Yes. Yes. I thought this was like a big joke, but it's really real. It's now widely observed the third week of September and with over 99.6 million unmarried people in America. And you tell me you can't find someone to date? 99.6 million unmarried people.
They're unmarried for a reason.
You are not alone.
They're broken. They
married.
Have problems.
I'm not married.
They have problems.
So what should you do during this week? Okay, here's some things that you should do. Be bad. Singles should do things that will make you feel young and slightly carefree. Mm. Sometimes a relationship can require you to tame up a bit, so when you're single, go crazy. It's debauchery time. You can hit the gym. Feeling down about being single? Work out. Not only does exercise release endorphins, but a daily gym routine helps you keep you in shape and boost your self-esteem. Visit friends and family. It's no secret that a relationship can occupy your time. So while you're a free agent, schedule as much friend and family time as possible. Especially since they're the ones that are always going to be there for you. that's a little dig there, isn't it?
Yeah.
Like no one else is going to be there for you. You might as well hang out with your mom. Date. Duh. You're unattached, so why not date as many people as possible? If nothing else, it's a great way to see what kinds of qualities you do and do not want in your next relationship.
Here's the thing that you should try.
Okay. Me?
Because you're going to totally say no. No, I'm recommending to the guys out there. There's a book at Urban Outfitters. If there's not an Urban Outfitters in your city, your town, your country, go to urbanoutfitters.com. And there's a website. I mean, there's a book on there. It's called Assholes Finish First. You should just read it and go by that. Just for
a
week.
No. It tells guys to be assholes?
To see what it has to say.
Give me one thing it says.
One thing's, I'm trying to see if there's
Well, I'm going to read one more. Okay, you can find an excerpt of that stupid book. But here's a New York Times, actually. So I was looking up this unmarried American things or whatever. And there was a story in the New York Times about it. And it says, in a married world, singles struggle for attention. And it says the plight of the American single person is cause for growing concern because there's 100 million Americans, nearly half of all adults, are unmarried, according to the census. Yet they tend to be overlooked by policies that favor married couples, from family leave laws to lower insurance. So I get killed. I have to pay my own insurance. It's true. So there's certain things that are bad about being single, like you don't get the family leave and you don't get, like if you're single, there's a lot of things you don't get. However, there are some positive things to being single. Single people often contribute more to the community. Once they marry, they put their energy focused on their partners, you know, and they spend more time with their families and they take care of other people. They're more involved in the neighborhood. They go visit their neighbors. Yeah. I love being single. I love this article. I was like, yes, yes, I do all those things because I'm single. I take all my vacations with my family.
I feel vindicated.
I do. I love being single. I'm just saying. I mean, I do. It's like super fun. It's like I have to worry about anyone but myself.
It's all about it.
Okay. So
I've been thinking a lot lately how I don't want to be single anymore.
Really? You're ready to settle down?
I am, but I just don't want to rush into anything So I'd have to find the right person to be like that.
Well, I don't even know what that is. She could walk past here right now and I would never know. Like, I have no idea what you would be looking for.
I have a couple ideas.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tell me one.
Something that's, you know, career driven.
Okay.
Someone that doesn't like their attitude is not bitching and complaining, which is the number
which
one.
Which is your default. You date women that are like, because you know why? This is your problem.
Oh,
you
right.
date women who come to you. You don't make the move. So you date women who like you, who fawn all over you. Those women are needy by default. Because they're like going after you. They're like, I just think that women who are constantly you want to do the chase a little, even though you say you don't. And
I
you're
do?
Just kind of
okay.
picking up who's, you like open your door, oh, you want to date me? Okay, come on over. And
yeah, but I'm not
pick.
Doing that. That's what I'm not doing.
You're not doing it anymore, but that's what you did in the past.
Yeah, so now I've learned my lesson.
But the reason why you're so jaded and the reason why you always criticize women is because you've dated kind of sucky women. And not all women
are
like that.
I'm not talking about my own personal experiences.
No,
observations.
You do. Honey, I think it's your own. I think you. I'm going to pre-screen.
You're going to pre-screen?
Yeah. Tell any woman that you date that they have to go through the Emily pre-screen.
Okay.
Okay? Deal.
Cool.
That'll be fun. That'll be good times. We'll go to dinner on the first date. I'll go on the first date.
All right.
Okay. We can get into some emails now.
Go for it.
Okay. Let's do that. Hi, Emily. I was in touch back in August about spicing up my sex life, and you covered it on the August 11th show. I asked my wife again about using a vibrator during sex. She said she only wants my penis inside of her and says she loves it. She actually says she likes my willy inside her, so I compromised. He said it again. He goes, she actually said she likes my willy inside her.
What's wrong with that?
Nothing. Huh. So, to my next question. So I compromised. She paid homage to my penis, and she loves giving me handjobs and blowjobs. To my next question, we have, like many other Irish couples, joined the baby boom in Ireland at the moment, a byproduct of recession in Ireland. What are the sex positions most comfortable for my wife during pregnancy, or any other suggestions on keeping sexual intimacy alight during pregnancy? Cheers, Kieran. He's from Cork, Ireland.
I think that's gross, so I don't have any comments.
What's gross? Babies?
Yeah, in general.
Okay, I know. He's a premium French benefits member, so his email gets answered first. Thanks for emailing us.
Okay, good.
What's gross?
I'm halfway joking, too, so don't get
offended. I don't even know what you said, but it was something about...
Having sex while you're pregnant.
Right, well, I have some positions for him. Okay, so...
I'm just messing with you.
I know, it's okay.
But I still don't have any comments.
You don't like... that
I think it's up to the woman too, because some women don't want to do it, and then I think you were criticizing women that didn't want to have sex, and you're like, watch out if your man doesn't go and leave you, and I was defending, and I was saying, like, look, if
what are you talking
about? I swear
about?
I'll find the audio somehow.
Wait, see, I was criticizing what? Women who don't want to have sex when they're pregnant?
Yeah. And
yeah,
they're like, watch out, your man's going to go cheat on you and all this
stuff. I'm telling you, it's tough to go 9 months without sex. So give him a hand
job. I said I would do it. I would do it. If my lady doesn't want to have sex while she's pregnant, then fine. That's cool.
Really?
She's having my kid, man. You know, you
I
can
know,
make a
that's
sacrifice.
The right attitude. That's the right attitude. I totally agree. So there, the goal. So here's some positions during pregnancy. The goal is to prevent excessive pressure on the belly and to restrict penetration as required by the particular partners. Some of the positions are popular for sex during pregnancy. Okay, women on top. It takes the pressure off her abdomen and allows her to control the depth and frequency of thrusting, which makes sense. Women on her back. It's like the missionary, but with less pressure on the abdomen or uterus. The woman lies on her back and raises her knees up towards her chest. The partner kneels between her legs and enters her from the front. Place a pillow under her bottom for added comfort. And then sideways. That's a really popular one, too. She keeps the pressure off her abdomen while supporting her uterus at the same time. And then spooning, very popular position to use during the late stages of pregnancy, allowing only shallow penetration and relieves the pressure of the stomach. And then sitting, she mounts the sitting partner, and then from behind, allowing her to support her stomach and breasts. So those are some popular positions during pregnancy. And then how do you keep sexual intimacy alight during pregnancy? I would say give her foot massages and back massages. And I would say tell her she's beautiful and tell her, like, every day. Like, women, like, when they're pregnant, they feel awful. They feel fat. They feel ugly. They feel, like, horrible about them. They feel amazing, too, in many ways. You have a baby growing inside you. But I think with sexual intimacy, it has to be a lot about her, Kieran. So I think that anything you could do to make her feel better would really be sexually, it would make her feel better about you as a result. And that's what I would say.
They like food too.
Yeah, food. Like, just food. Be thinking about her. Like, I know it's
just
9 months.
Throw a trough in front of them. They're good.
I know. Rub her feet. I mean, seriously, you know what it's like? I had a friend who's pregnant. She's like, all I want is my husband. I know. You hate that. But it's like, rub her feet, rub her back, get her a massage, do something like that. Just take care of her. She's holding your baby.
And then women, you tend to do this while being pregnant, and after you cut all your hair off, you suddenly become, you try to make yourself most unattractive as possible.
Who
after
does
having
that?
I know a lot of women that do that.
They where cut they, all their, like
they
short?
Just, for some reason, they just don't care about how they look after they have a baby. Like, come on, try to maintain a little bit. Not, I'm not saying all women,
well,
but
like, right
I know
after,
a lot.
They're like, have to lose weight, and they're busy. Like, they have a baby.
I don't know.
And then
know.
The hair is hard because you don't have time to do your hair.
Yeah, you cut all your hair off, and you just look terrible. Just, like, step it up. Like,
I got my
you're
hair
still
cut
a woman.
It's terrible. I'm not even
you're still a woman. You still look good. Like, keep it up.
Okay, keep it up.
I understand you got a baby to take care of, but not to throw my men under the bus, but the men should be helping you out, too.
What do you mean? Telling you tell,
help
like,
helping out with the baby stuff. It shouldn't be all. It shouldn't be all on the woman.
Totally, I agree. Of course not. Yeah, try to. I would say, Kieran, one more thing is just try to take her situation, in account. Try to take account for her situation, like how hard it is. Like, yeah, just help her in any way you can. So, and what did you just say? You just said something that I was like, I was going to have a thought about
said,
that, but I didn't. Help
her
out any way you can.
Yeah,
like, it's true. Like, if she's still working, like, whatever you can do to help her out would be great. I'm sure. I've never been pregnant, but I can imagine I'd want a lot of help. I'd want a team of professionals.
Oh, God.
Okay. Hey, Emily Menace. My friends and I hate the phrase walk of shame. There is nothing wrong with enjoying sex with a hot person, even if you just met them that night. I am in the best relationship of my life, and it came from a one-night stand. We renamed it Stride of Pride. Even if you had regrettable sex, you still had sex. Cheers, Logan from San Diego. Oh, because we were talking about the Walk of Shame a few weeks ago, or a few shows ago. And Stride of Pride, that's what my friend always calls it. You've heard that, haven't you?
Stride of Pride?
Yeah. No. Instead of Walk of Shame, Stride of Pride, like, I got laid.
My friends and I never even use the term Walk of Shame.
Yeah.
We just don't
care. We were reading a news story about it or something. Yeah. I don't care either. But in college, I remember caring. Like, those were the Walk of Shames that you never want to do in college. But otherwise, who cares?
There's some movies where they take your picture when they're walking out.
There's some what? Movies?
There's movies. Yeah, I forgot what movie. But yeah. they were taking Polaroids when people walked out and then posting them on the wall.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That's funny. My worst Walk of Shame was when my dad was coming up to school. I was in Michigan and I was in college and I'd slept at my boyfriend's house and my dad and our houses were right next to each other. And my dad got up to school. He was coming out to visit me for the father-daughter day at my sorority. I was in a sorority. And I was at my boyfriend's house and I had to like sneak. He was already there and I wasn't home yet because I was next door and I had to like.
Your dad was, you knew your dad was coming?
Yeah, but he was early. He was always early. And I had to get there and I was in my like clothes and like a nice, like it was like a formal the night before and I had to like sneak upstairs and it was just not good. So that was a bad Walk of Shame. I got caught. Okay, wow. Emily, or a Stride of Pride, but in front of your dad, I was going to be very proud. Emily, can you expand your discussion of on the period sex?
Why?
That's good. Pregnancy sex.
Why would you want to do that?
I love you, Mendes. Okay. I'm a pretty inexperienced guy. It's messier. Got it. I assume oral for her is 100%.
Asshole.
No, stop it. I'm starting over. Because Mendes has just ruined this. Ruined this.
All right. Let's make it into a beautiful thing.
Can you expand your discussion of on the period sex? I'm a pretty inexperienced guy. It's messier. I got that. I assume oral for her is 100% out, question mark. But sex with a condom's okay if she's
interested.
What
the hell is wrong with you, man?
No, he's... Right?
Go ahead.
Doug, I'm reading it again. No,
I'm
okay.
I'm throwing up my burrito that I ate just before this show.
But sex with a condom's okay if she's interested, right? From Doug. Okay. Doug, here's the deal. Yeah, you probably don't want to perform oral sex on her. And she probably doesn't want you to perform oral sex on her.
Stop mentioning.
No. He said.
All right, I know.
But honey, he's saying here, I got it. He goes, I got it. So he's
okay,
like,
good.
I got it. So
no
he's
need
not,
to even
he's
ask
not...
the question, buddy. On to the next thing.
No, this is a, I'm going to talk about this for another 20 minutes. How much time do we have left? Yeah, this is a really important discussion because do you know why? It happens to women 52 times a year.
It's an easy discussion. You already know all the answers.
We spend a quarter of our lives menstruating. I'm just going to say that.
Sucks.
Right. Imagine that. Imagine that. So a quarter of our lives... We spend like a week a month, let's say. Some less, some more. Okay. So it's woman by woman. A lot of women enjoy sex on their period. It actually, some women are more orgasmic that way. Some women think it feels much better. Some women, sometimes it's like the second day or third day, but the first day is too heavy of like doesn't feel good. It's different with everybody. But I would just ask and I would put a towel down, always. Put a towel down on your bed, use a condom, but also I'm not going to say this. So I was going to say something like that you're not as likely to get pregnant when you have your period.
Don't
but
say that.
You
still kind of stuff,
yeah. Not saying it. Because people get pregnant when they have their period. But he just wanted to know what it was. So I'm discussing it. And I like to discuss it more. So anyway, no, you should ask her about it. Some women and some men are totally down with it. There's a lot of guys who are like, yeah, cool, bring it.
Just wear scuba gear. You're good, man.
Scuba gear. No, I think it's cool when guys are like, I don't care.
Oh, yeah. Cool, bro.
Not like the first day or whatever, but like after a while, it's a week without sex. Sometimes you want to have sex. Some
That's
guys
fine.
Aren't down with it. You can tell.
Cool.
There's guys who are like, no, I'm not doing cool with that. And then there's guys who are like, yeah, whatever. And they really don't care.
Yeah, but some
I know
girls
that you're the guy that cares.
You. Girls won't even tell you.
They don't. They probably didn't know. That's the worst is when you're from a female perspective, especially when it's the first time you have sex with someone and you don't know that you're getting your period. You really don't know. It's not like you get like a memo or something. Like, you know that day, within that 2-day period, 3-day period. But you don't always know exactly. So sometimes it comes early, sometimes it comes late. You're having sex, you have your period, you're like, oh, sorry, it's annoying. We don't like it. We're not like, oh, we're not telling you. In fact, we would have sent a blimp to tell you if we had known beforehand rather than have that situation happen.
Uh-huh.
What, you want to change the subject?
Yeah,
I'm so not
ahead,
letting you
done.
Change the subject.
No, it's cool.
Do you got any good stories there, Laura? No, okay. I hope that was helpful, Doug. Okay, Emily, do you have a Kaggle Camp article or have this through text message? I do not have a smartphone and I can download that I can download apps on. Thanks, Candy. I have an app called Kaggle Camp. You can get it in the iTunes store or on your iPhone. And it is, I don't have an article about it, but that's not a bad idea to print it up and sell it online.
Yeah, differently. That's, I'm trying to. Yeah, you can do like electronic.
Yeah, I'll do electronic version. I should do that because a lot of people have emailed me. I haven't gotten around to the Droid version yet.
Mm-hmm.
Just on the list.
Oh, no.
It's on the list. If you knew someone could help me with it, I would do it in a minute.
It's so hard to find Droid developers.
Why is that? Because it's the Apple sexier?
I honestly don't know. You would think it was. There's a lot of programs now that will let you develop both of them at the same time. But
really?
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
It's called, I would have to look it up. But I don't even know how to use that program. That's when I call my smart friends.
I need your help.
But my friends cost like 10 grand.
Oh, forget it. Okay.
If you have friends, I'll give them so Candy, fellatio. I will, I'm sure they'll give you a discount.
Do I have friends that would give them a fellatio or if I should give them a fellatio? Either
you
way.
You get a discount. Yeah, whatever.
Let me know whatevs. I can throw it up. Some fellatio here and there. Hey, Emily Menes, love the show. You two have such a great dynamic.
Thank you. Aww, is that it?
No.
Okay.
I just like to pause with compliments because I love compliments.
Yeah.
I've been listening to the show.
You have no food in your house. It's just compliments.
I know. I literally have no food. Oh, because I'm... Well, whatever. Okay. I've been listening to the show. I was just going to cut myself off and I just did and I wasn't going to and then I changed my mind. Okay. I've been listening to the show for over a year. Used to love listening to the shows about relationships and sex while in high school and found yours by browsing on iTunes. What a find. Question. Me and my girl are on a break. We are planning to work things out once I return from school. Although the point of the break wasn't to hook up with other girls, is hooking up while on a break cheating? What do you think I should do? Like I said, I do see a future with this girl, but I want to do some things on my own. So I'm sure of her. Thanks in advance. You guys rock. B from Edmonton, AB. It's like Canada, Alberta.
Maybe.
Canada?
Yeah. I don't know.
So, okay. You should have clarified the break. I think break usually means you can hook up with other people. That's my experience. That's why you take a break so you can have sex with other people.
I think that once you're done and you're back home, if you want to be with this person, you should forget about asking anything that happened in between that period.
Yeah, don't say what were you doing the last few months or whatever. I would just not talk about it, but she'll probably find out if you guys are going back to school. It sounds like they're going back to school.
Yeah.
And I did that once for the summer and then found out that he like slept with everyone and whatever. But you just shouldn't talk about it, but it'll probably come out. If you really like this girl, I would be a man and have the conversation with her. So let me just clarify this break. Are we able to date other people? Because she's probably wondering the same thing.
She's probably already out banging.
She's probably banging someone right now as we're talking. So I don't know. Yeah. I would say that a break.
She's banging somebody while listening to this podcast.
Exactly. People do that. They have sex for listening to our voices, Menace. Isn't that hot?
Good.
I would say that, I would say clarify with her if you really want to know. But I think that if you're on a break, you can have sex with other people. And you said that you see a future with her, but you want to do some things on your own, so you're sure. So I say do some things on your own. And too young, you're probably in your early 20s. That's too young to commit anyway. Your college is time for sleeping around having fun.
Yeah.
Right? I made that mistake. I always had boyfriends. And I never, I know that I didn't sleep. I really did, though. Every year, a different boyfriend. I regret that. Not that I have many regrets. They were all awesome. We're all Facebook friends. I think I should have slept around more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, well. But I've made up for it.
Yeah. Speaking about Facebook.
Yes. Talk to me about Facebook.
We always like talking about Facebook.
What's up with FB?
It's the cause of all these problems. My sister and I were talking today, and she just brought up this random question. She said, and then it led to a couple other things I'll share with you. First question was, and I want to hear your answer, would you update your status while you're on your honeymoon? Would you update your Facebook?
Well, I'm on my honeymoon?
Yeah.
No, I hope I don't have my laptop with me or my computer. Oh, my phone, though. That's what everyone does now. I don't even use Facebook on my phone. No.
No.
I would not.
That's good.
I hope not. I should be having sex on my honeymoon, not updating my Facebook page.
I said that I would not be doing that. And then here's another thing. I brought up the thing where I said, hopefully, like, when I'm married, I'll get rid of my Facebook.
Right.
And then she brought up the same thing where, you know, well, your director of social media, you got to have that. But I can have ones that are not private. I can just have public ones.
Right.
So when I get to that road, I mean, that is what I would love to do, is not even have a Facebook. She goes, what about if your partner wants to have a Facebook and you're not going to have one? I go, look, if that's what she wants to do and continue to have a Facebook page, that's cool. But hopefully, if I don't have one, that we're not at dinner and she's checking it all the time.
Right, right, exactly. That's cool. Right.
That's fine with me. And then she shot this idea to me. She goes, how do you feel if you guys had a joint Facebook?
Oh.
To keep all the friends. I go,
I still have friends. I have friends who have joint email addresses. Okay, go ahead.
I go, if that's what my partner wanted to do, that's fine with me. But I think it's kind of stupid.
Right.
But
do people do
you
that?
Think it's stupid because you want to keep everything private.
No, I just think.
I think it's
important to keep things just separate. Joint
cool.
Facebook page.
I mean, if that is the true thing that my partner wants to have a Facebook page just to keep up with friends, then what's the problem of having a joint Facebook?
This defeats the whole purpose. It's one face, one book, one face,
one face per person. Step out of
One face per page. Right. I don't want 16 people I'm communicating with.
Step out of your personal feelings.
I am.
Okay.
I always am out of my personal feelings. It wouldn't be a very good show if I was always talking about my own issues and my own personal.
Because you're the person that doesn't even want to put their status up on their Facebook. Okay. Step out of that mode right now.
I have no status.
Okay. If the Facebook is about keeping up with friends after you are married, is there a big deal about what's wrong with having a joint Facebook?
Just seems stupid. What's the point? It's your own thing that you create. It's a work of art. Facebook for so many people is an art, is a creative expression. And I think it takes away from that. I think it takes away from your individuality and expressing yourself. A lot of people use it that way. And I think that...
Yeah, but you got married to have a life together. Why can't you share that life?
Because you know what? The biggest downfall of your marriage is going to be that you become enmeshed and that you don't have a separate life. That's a problem.
Okay.
And my status is going to be like, none of your effing business. That's what my status says. Yeah. If I could change my Facebook status, it'd be like, none of your business.
Mm-hmm.
No, I don't think... I think that Facebook is...
Because Big Brother wants to know if you're with somebody or not.
No. not going there. Okay. So, but that's a good... Are people doing that, though? Are people joining their Facebook pages? Or is that
just
that idea?
I haven't seen it. She just had that idea, and she asked me what my thoughts would be on it.
And you would do it. You're going to make a good... You'll make a good husband
one day. I said, if this is what my partner wants to do...
I think you'd make a really good husband one day. I was just thinking that. I could see it in you. I think you are...
What?
Evolving into a good man.
What does it... what has changed? I always said...
I don't know. I'm just seeing you differently.
I would just... if I'm with somebody, I would respect them and...
I just think for all your talk, you would be good to a woman.
Yeah, I will.
For all
but
your
I'm not,
craziness.
Again, I said that all the time, but I just I'm not going to take any crap. If I am treating them how they should be treated, respecting them, taking care of them, and I'm getting crap in return, then... I'm not going to be having it.
You just
That's
need a strong, smart woman who's got her own life. Done. We already figured it out. We'll find it. Okay. This is the top 10 places, best places to meet singles.
Okay.
We got to get into it.
I want to hear this.
Yeah. Meet single people in coffee shops. This is one of them. I met a guy in a coffee shop because I go to the same coffee shop every morning, and I did meet a guy in my coffee shop that I ended up dating for 2 years.
Really?
Yeah, I still see him there all the time. He's getting married. He thinks I care. Whatever. It doesn't matter. But anyway, coffee shops are a favorite when it comes to meeting singles. It may seem obvious to some or completely alien to others, but it works. So what you do is you find a busy coffee shop that you feel comfortable in and take up a space near the main door. Don't bring anything to distract yourself with. The point is, try not to involve yourself into something so completely that you send off the I'm busy vibes. You want to seem approachable, and hiding behind a laptop and a book doesn't help. Then make a point of greeting each person who comes into the door, but not like a Walmart greeter, okay? So don't be like the Walmart greeter, whether it's a smile or a comment or friendly hello. By doing this, you're making yourself known to all the other patrons. You're also making yourself available, anything that comes your way, blah, blah, blah. I think that's true. The coffee shops, if you ever have seen anyone like in little neighborhoods, like they're all the same people every morning. And if there's someone that you like in that neighborhood, you could go stalk our neighborhood and hang out our coffee
shop. There's, I mean, the Starbucks... I know at least here in the Bay Area, and it was a big hangout for a lot of people my age.
Yeah.
And there's some small indie indie coffee shops.
Martha's Coffee. I love Martha's Coffee. It's a San Francisco chain. There's like five of them. If you ever come to San Francisco, you have to get Martha's Coffee. I get it every morning. It's amazing.
There was this place called Bay Street Coffee in Fremont, California that I used to go with friends after graduating high school. And then that's where you would see girls that you liked in high school would still be at the coffee shop and then you would talk to them.
Yeah.
Yeah, but...
coffee shop is I think it's cool. Totally...
I don't know, but I think it's easier to talk when you're like in your 20-somethings, but when you're a little bit older, I don't know. I think it's just a little bit harder to talk to people at the coffee shop.
No, I think that people come in, they're kind of like in the morning, they're kind of just, I don't know. I think you could smile, say hello. Oh, are you standing in line?
We always went in the evening, though, to talk to people.
In the evening,
we never
yeah.
did mornings.
You go evening, that's true.
Mornings, people are too busy. They're going places.
Well,
I would
apparently
go in the
coffee
evening.
Shops are, well, you're right. And it could be afternoon. People go drink coffee all day long. So I think coffee shops are, it's kind of casual. People are taking a break from work. Mm-hmm. If it's not the morning, if it's the afternoon, they're taking their 3 o'clock break or their 2 o'clock break. I don't know. It's good. Coffee shops. Okay, ready?
All right.
Socially. Just meet single socially. Separate from the obvious, there are several special events, social events you can increase, you can attend to increase your chances of meeting something new, meeting someone new. Try planning a weekly movie night through your friends and see who shows up every week, making it clear that new people are welcome to join at any time. Accept every party, wedding, or social networking invitation you are given and attend. How about
that's
that?
That's crazy.
How about saying yes to everything that you're invited to? Like for no reason, not making excuses and just saying yes, or at least saying yes to one a week. Another idea would be to host your own party where each invitee brings a potluck dish and a single friend. I've been wanting to do that forever, not the potluck part because it would be alcohol, but I know so many amazing single people in the city. Like, I could probably fix you up with one of my friends. Like, you don't know any of my friends, and you probably assume they would be drinking wine, and you wouldn't like them. I'm just cutting you off there before you even said it. But
I probably wouldn't like anybody you suggest.
I don't even know. No, that's not true. That's a great – these are all great ideas, okay? Make it clear –
I kind of want to do a
singles party?
No. The whole going to everything that you're invited to.
Yeah. Say yes.
You get invited to a billion things.
So do I. I don't go to anything. I do to go to some.
Yeah, you go to way more things than I do.
No. Social events. Oh, my God. You're so funny.
What?
I assume that I always think that you go to way more than I do.
No.
That's
everything
so
I go
funny.
To is work. I'm not talking to anybody. And I see the same people that.
Oh, really?
Anybody that I interact with or because it's just like it's either record label people. Security or people that work at venues, and those are the same people that I see every single time.
You have to branch out, my friend.
Yeah,
you're coming
I can't
with
go in
me.
I can't go in the crowd. And
do you want to come with me to
the
gay wedding? No, you should come with me to things. I should make you if this resonated with you, because I go to my favorite thing in the whole world, and I know this sounds really scary or weird to some people, but I love going into a room, a party, an event where I know nobody. I love going alone. I love going to weddings alone. I love doing things alone because I love meeting new people. I really, truly, truly love talking to people, meeting people. Yeah. And I like welcome those events, those kind of things. So I love doing that. So anyway, you'll come with me to something that you would never go to. You just said you would. You just consented.
Yeah, I'll go.
Okay. Meet singles at hobby, special interest groups, and support groups. So if you're truly passionate about a particular hobby, look for a community group that services people with similar interests. Your geographic location will determine whether or not there are readily accessible groups waiting for your membership. So smaller communities, they might not be as comprehensive. Talk to local shops. Frequent your hobby shops.
You should go to AA meetings because those chicks give it up.
No, they don't.
For real.
I've been to AA meetings with friends. And you're not supposed to talk about it, though, AA meetings publicly. Another, because it's anonymous.
Yeah, but you totally do.
Another idea would be to contact national organizations overseeing some local chapters to see if there's planning any speaking engagements. So just if you're like interested in any certain hobbies or groups or activities, try to get involved. Take a course at a college. This is another place. Mm. Take a course at a college or university. Whether you're taking a couple of courses to refresh or a full-time university student or passionate about painting, taking a painting class, every community, both large and small, of courses you can take. If money is an issue, think about taking class without getting credit or look into how old you have to be to receive free classes since many universities offer free options, tuition-free options. And while you want to take classes that you have a personal professional interest in, it never hurts to take something you normally wouldn't.
Yeah.
Take a class in something like I should take a cooking class.
I'm going to teach you how to cook. Remember, I'm doing my
Can I be on your show with you?
Yeah, I'm definitely show you how to
okay.
make something.
Okay.
I'll make it so it's easy.
I literally don't know how to make one thing. Okay.
I'm afraid for you.
You're afraid for me. I am afraid. I was so hungry last night, and I had no food, and it was sad.
There's a thing in the Bay Area. There's an event that I want to go to. It's called the SJ Bike Party. It's once a month, and it's hundreds and hundreds of people just riding on bikes through San Jose, California. And it's not like those people that are...
It's not like the angry bikers.
No, no. These are just people having fun. They had the last one they just had had an aquatic theme.
Oh,
and
really?
So people are dressed up like sharks and stuff.
Mermaids
like that.
Mermaids and stuff. Yeah, oh, that's cool. You should do that. Bikes.
Yeah. It looks
every
really
community,
fun.
Every town, no matter how big or small, has like the parade or events. They do. And yeah. You should go right now, even if you're listening, it's going, yeah, whatever. And if you're listening to this going, yeah, whatever, I would never do that. Well, when was the last time you had a date? I want to know, mm-hmm. When was the last time you had a date? And if you're complaining to me that you live in a town where you can't find someone to date, then this is your problem. You should do one of these things I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Okay. Join a health club.
I definitely need to do that.
Joining health club solves two problems. You become less of a couch potato and more fit. And think of all the people you'll meet. The friends you meet here will be healthy, athletic, and attractive. You'll look better and feel better at the same time. Or you can go to sporting events, soccer, football, basketball, go to professional games or college mm-hmm. games. You're most guaranteed to have fun.
There's so many women.
Is this getting you feeling, don't you feel like you can now, since you're ready to meet someone?
I got a couple ideas.
Good.
But the sports thing, so many beautiful women that I know that are really into sports, really into baseball, football.
Totally.
Don't know too many in basketball, even though I like basketball.
I love basketball. Me too.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I would definitely like go to some of the. You would think if you go to a sports bar, oh, it's all going to be a bunch of guys.
It's chicks drinking beers all the time.
One of my friends, she told me that she's so such into this certain football team I'll just say it, Pittsburgh.
Right.
And she was living here in San Francisco, and then they had a bar for Pittsburgh fans, and she goes there and she said, I was having so much fun, I just started making out with some random guy because my team got a touchdown.
That is awesome. Yeah, see, you know? There you go. Some chick started making out with a random dude. That is awesome. When I moved here, I used to go to Michigan football games. There was always, not the football games, but to sports bars that they were playing the game. And then all these people from college would be there that I didn't know, but the Michigan alumni, whatever. Yeah. So like your alumni associations are good in every city. I'm getting excited. Everyone's going to get laid. But do we have to go? Because I still have a lot more left, but I could finish it. Or I've got a few more seconds.
Share like one more. And then
okay,
we'll share
online. These are the best places to meet singles. Online. This is the latest method. There are several online dating sites where you check out profiles and photographs. The internet has made it easier than ever to meet people. Online dating isn't what it used to be. It's become a relatively safe method as you get to know your date before you go with him. Some online dating sites have thousands of participants and are still others even more than that. The chances of running low on options are small at the very least. So you're not going to run out if you date online.
No.
Right? I mean,
the water
I never
does
have.
Run but. Dry online.
And then I've got a few more. Maybe we'll just finish them tomorrow because it is National Unmarried Desperate Singles Week.
Yeah, we should do that for Thursday. I really like this topic.
Oh, don't you love it?
Can we start
the
show with it on Thursday?
Really?
Yeah.
You want to flip the show format?
Yeah, can we do that? Will that work? We'll replace it with Sex in the News. We'll start talking about
it. Done, because I've also got what to do when you meet someone, how to present yourself. Fine.
Good. I like it.
Everyone will be happy in the world.
All right.
Okay, we'll come back to that then. Thanks, everyone, for listening to Sex with Emily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.